This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelta. Troops have surrounded Tunisia's parliament and blocked its speaker from entering after the president suspended the country's legislature and fired the prime minister. President Kais Saied's decision late on Sunday night followed violent nationwide protests over the country's economic troubles and coronavirus crisis. Protesters celebrated the president's actions, but his critics accused him of a power grab that threatens Tunisia's young democracy. Chief among them was the parliament speaker. Ennahda party leader Rached Hanouchi tried to enter parliament overnight, but police and military forces guarding the site stopped him. He called the president's move, quote, a coup against the Constitution and the revolution. A senior U.S. diplomat has called on China to look beyond differences and work with the United States on difficult global issues. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman says issues such as climate and the COVID-19 pandemic are necessary to address as a responsible global power. Sherman was responding to Chinese Deputy Foreign Minister Xi Feng. She told her in a meeting Monday that China wants to shelve differences while seeking common ground. Sherman said in a phone interview shortly after the successive meetings that, quote, there are some things that rise above specific differences that are the global responsibility of great powers. More women and children were killed and wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of 2021 than in the first 6 months of any year since the United Nations began systematically keeping count in 2009. That according to a UN report on Monday. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. senators are racing to seal a bipartisan infrastructure deal as soon as Monday. Pressure is mounting on all sides to show progress. It's a make-or-break week on President Joe Biden's top priority. One major roadblock is how much money should go to public transit, but spending on water projects, broadband, and other areas remains unresolved, as is tapping COVID-19 funds to help pay for it. Democrats and the White House sent an offer to Republicans late Sunday to finish the remaining issues. The group's lead Republican negotiator said both sides were about 90% of the way there. The United States' top infectious disease expert is now saying the country is in an unnecessary predicament of soaring COVID-19 cases fueled by unvaccinated Americans and the virulent Delta variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci is describing himself as very frustrated, adding that we're going in the wrong direction. He said recommending that the vaccinated wear masks is under active consideration by the government's leading public health officials. Also, booster shots might be necessary for people with suppressed immune systems who have already been vaccinated. While most French healthcare workers are vaccinated against the virus, a small but vocal majority is holding out. With infections exploding, a new law requiring them to get the shots is exposing the divide. The French government, which has declared that the nation has officially entered its fourth wave of the pandemic, pushed the law mandating COVID-19 vaccines for healthcare workers to protect hospitals and avoid a new lockdown. Government spokesman Gabriel Attal says the move isn't meant to stigmatize reluctant healthcare workers, but to limit risks to the vulnerable people they care for. Vatican prosecutors have alleged a jaw-dropping series of scandals in the biggest criminal trial in the Vatican's modern history. The trial opens Tuesday in the Vatican Museums. A once powerful cardinal and nine other people are accused of bleeding the Holy See of millions of dollars in donations through bad investments, deals with shady money managers, and apparent favors to friends and family. They face prison sentences and fines if convicted. The trial is the culmination of a two-year investigation into the Holy See's flawed 350 million euro London real estate venture. The Tokyo Olympics have been delayed by the pandemic and then opened under oppressive heat, and now a typhoon is underway. It's forecast to disrupt at least some of the games. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.